better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Do you think that the United States is at least partially responsible for this tragedy?
I think it is too soon to be drawing conclusions or assigning blame or responsibility.
Are you blaming the president in any way for the fact that it appears that Iran shot down that jetliner?
No, but I am saying that there would not be 176 people dead today. It all emanates from the killing of Soleimani.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
President Trump recklessly assassinated Qasem Soleimani, and we say that coming from a classified briefing where, again, there was no raw evidence presented that there was an imminent threat.
Secretary Pompeo, if I can, here today at the podium, you said that the imminent threat was a threat to U.S. embassies, but no one said it to lawmakers behind closed doors in a classified setting, as multiple senators have since said.
We did.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Bernie and Nancy Pelosi, we have them all. They're all trying to say, how dare you take him out that way? You should get permission from Congress so that we can call up the fake news that's back there and we can leak it. Can you imagine calling crooked Adam Schiff? Listen, we have the world's number one terrorist. We got him lined up, Adam, you little pencil neck.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The light continues.
Very fake news.
The field shrinks again. The author and spiritual advisor, Marianne Williamson, announcing just moments ago she is suspending her campaign for president.
And so it is.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I looked up Marianne Williamson's Wikipedia entry today after she dropped out. She's not a spiritual advisor, John King, on CNN. She is, according to Wikipedia, a spiritual leader. A leader. I guess you get to edit your own Wikipedia entries, right? Somehow, I don't think if I describe myself as a spiritual leader, it wouldn't last very long on the entry. Because they got fake stuff in there about me already, you know. I don't even worry about it anymore because I figure, what am I going to do? Because if I got somebody to take it out, I don't know how to take it out. If I got somebody to take it out, somebody else would just put it right back in. All right, time now for the chump line. That's another thing they never mentioned in my Wikipedia entry: the fact that I invented the chump line.
Hey, Howie, didn't the Department of Peace deal with that Iranian general already? Or was it the Department of Pieces?
I think it was the latter, the Department of Pieces. I was thinking the same thing when I recalled her calling for a Department of Peace. You know, they changed the name of the Department of War to the Department of Defense. And so what will they, if they did ever have a Department of Peace, do you think eventually they'd change it to something else? I don't know. What would it be?
Repeat after me. Even the Democrats aren't crazy enough to vote for Marianne Williamson.
She said that President Trump had harnessed a dark psychic force. And I guess he did, because she's gone now, right? He knocked her out of the race. The dark psychic force. The Chump Line is brought to you, as it is every weekday at this time, by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, saluting Ricky Gervais for displaying bravery in the face of adversity by speaking truth to power and reminding us all that it's good to take our jobs seriously, but not ourselves. Wicked awesome job, Mr. Gervais.
Hey, Howie, did you forget to ask, what was the French bulldog's name?
What was the French bulldog's name? I think she put that in one of her tweets, but I can't recall what it is now. You're right. I was remiss in not finding that out. Grace will know that by the time we do Police Blotter Facts Friday. or she'll at least make it up.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. As president, I will handle this Iranian situation much differently. If they fire a missile, I'll respond with something that moves much faster and causes more damage. Tim Murray's car. We're going to be fine.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. His car was going 108 miles an hour when it became airborne and went into the concrete or brick wall. And incidentally, did you see that Deval Patrick, they drew the names, the seedings, so to speak, for the primary ballot in Massachusetts? And on the Democrat side, Deval Patrick is number one on the ballot. Number not one in your hearts, but number one on the ballot. And on the Republican side, not number one in your hearts, but number one in the ballot, another former bust-out governor, William Pink Floyd Weld, ahead of Donald Trump.
Howie, it's me, Michael. I forgot to mention that I keep bubble wrap in my garage. I like to pop the bubbles. It keeps me calm. Did you hear me? It keeps me calm. Howie!
You'll notice, though, he didn't swear or anything like that. He spoke in complete sentences. He was wound up, but he did not, in my opinion, go over the line.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting to the Ayatollah.
Yeah, you're reporting for duty with the CUDS force.
Let's see. The definition of imminent as it pertains to taking out Soleimani, as in climate change is going to cause the imminent downfall of humankind, that kind of imminent?
I think Soleimani bombing one of our embassies was a little more imminent than the extinction of the human race due to climate change.
I want you to close your eyes and envision a warm white light. And from that light will emanate campaign staff pink slips.
I think those pink slips emanated several days ago. And I don't think there were too many that emanated, because I don't think she ever had a lot of dough.
Lovey, I'm rather worried about Grace's copious royal family talk. Pretty soon, Genghis Carr and Tucker Taylor are going to request equal time, and we'll be bored to tears with Falderall about that dullard Deerfield Academy and that awful Frank Sinatra. Can I get out of here, please?
There were people complaining today that Grace didn't mention the royal couple. Now there are people saying, the usual woke columnists and bloggers are saying that Meghan Markle was driven out of the United Kingdom by the endemic racism. She couldn't escape her blackness. And so somebody pointed out, well, if she's worried about racism, why did she flee to a country where the prime minister routinely appears in public wearing blackface?
I saw Bernie called President Trump an inveterate liar today. I wonder if he's ever spent any time investigating Elizabeth Warren.
I think Bernie now has Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, in the rearview mirror. He's going after Joe Biden. Probably what they're going to do, there's another debate next week with the Democrats, and probably Bernie is going to remind Biden more than once that he voted for the Iraq War.
Hey, Howie, this is Coco. Next time you show up with some chicken wings, make sure you save some for me, you cheap jazzy.
Coco is the chihuahua at the cryogenics place that I go to in Boca sometimes for a quick dip in the minus 250 degree temperatures to work on my legs, my sore legs. And there's a chihuahua that's there, and the chihuahua growls at me and doesn't want me to pick her up. But I think that might have something to do with the fact that Coco's owner, when I go in there, is usually eating lunch, and she eats the one day I was in there, she was eating, the owner was eating turkey. I can understand why a dog would rather be with the owner that's eating turkey rather than me, who's going into minus 200 degree coldness.
I think Michael Bloomberg should put a helmet on his head that's three sizes too big and get into an Abrams tank. Worked for Mike Dukakis.
You know what? That's a good point. I mean, you know, he does have kind of the Mike Dukakis demeanor.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you would like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. Today, saluting the captain, that's me, the trash man, Biff Buffington's boss, also known as Inspector Carr and the Emperor of Hate, for making it to the top 10 of the 50 most influential streaming talk show hosts of the entire known universe. Sadly, Joe Piscopo also made the list. Well, that's okay. I'm there. I'm number 9. I'm in single digits.
Governor Patrick calling. As president, I will handle this Iranian situation much differently. If they fire a missile, I'll respond with something that moves much faster and causes more damage. Tim Murray's car. We're going to be fine.
Tim was wearing footy pajamas. He said he was out picking up the early edition of the Herald and a cup of coffee. Apparently, he didn't have Wi-Fi access at his house. He had to go out to get the early edition of the Herald. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
We have this tremendous military, and you know what that is? That's really a great fighting force, but I hope we never have to use it. I really do. You saw an example. You saw an example of that a couple of days ago. So we seek friends, not enemies, but if you dare to threaten our citizens, you do so at your own grave peril.
617, the texter says, a serious question, the method you use for your legs, cryogenics, would that help with a sore back as well? Thanks. I think it would. It's, you know, whatever you think of icing down would help, whether it's a sore neck or, you know, a sore legs, varicose veins in my case, probably a sore back. I think it would help too. Yeah. It's just like getting an ice treatment, you know, an hour or 2 hours, you know, in with ice packs, that kind of stuff, or being in ice water. You get it in 3.5 minutes or 3 minutes, just really quickly. And I like it. I like it myself. And, you know, we've actually got a few cheap bastard deals for the Rejuvenice in Peabody left, just a handful left, $50 for $25 right now. If you go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store, give it a shot. It's worth it. If you got a So I never have had a sore back, but I think it's pretty painful and it's hard to deal with. Might as well give it a chance. See if it'll do you any good. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. Go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I trusted Perfect Smiles with my smile, and so did the mailroom manager. And look at us now, PerfectSmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Ashin the Fonz Fonzi have been fired as Director of Sustainability by Babson College?
In a perfect world, no. But you know, if they're going to run us out of town on a railroad rail, then I think it's okay to do away with the Fonz and his director of sustainability job. Yes, I vote yes.
88% were glad to see him go the way he did.
Yeah. Have we heard anything from him today? He hired a public relations firm, you know, to handle this embarrassment.
Didn't you read his statement last night?
I did.
Which I could not fathom how that got past a vetted agency.
What was the problem? What was he going to say?
It just seemed so very defensive, extremely defensive, and not very apologetic.
Well, I mean, what was he going to do? I mean, he'd been fired, you know. The previous day when the story first broke, he said he really liked to sit around with his students and fellow staff and faculty and administrators at Babson College over espresso, philosophizing.
Hey, Howie, did you hear that Joaquin Phoenix and Martin Sheen were arrested today?
For what?
They joined Jane Fonda for Fire Drill Fridays.
What is Fire Drill Friday? Come on, I'm not familiar.
It's Jane Fonda's protest every Friday in Washington, D.C.
Wait, Howie, I have a quote from Joaquin. He says, "I struggle so much with what I can do to combat climate change at times. There are things that I can't avoid. I flew a plane out here today, or last night, rather. But one thing that I can do is change my eating habits."
Wait, so he took a private jet.
That one trip probably amounted for way more than his whole life of eating meat.
Right.
As far as his carbon footprint is concerned.
Exactly.
So just stay home and eat the meat.
So he said he took the private jet from L.A. to D.C., but it's okay because he went to the salad bar when he arrived.
Exactly.
He's as impaired today as he was Sunday night at the Golden Globes. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie. How we doing?
Good.
First time caller. Well, I just wanted to remind everybody, especially the snowflakes out there, you know, back in the late 90s when Bill Clinton had the opportunity to take out Osama bin Laden, his inability to take them out or not wanting to do it gave us 9/11.
Yeah.
So if you don't take out these terrorists, look what happened.
Right. You know? Exactly. And they blamed George Bush after he succeeded Bill Clinton because they had apparently gotten a few heads ups or a few indications that something might be in the works. But Bill Clinton had instituted these walls between the CIA and the FBI sharing intelligence operations at the time. And do you remember, Bob, we actually had, I think, the Secret Service guy or the Navy guy that handled the black box. Clinton was playing a round of golf. And they kept saying, "You've got to make a decision. You've got to make a decision." He said, "Just let me play a couple more holes." And by the time he got to the 19th green, Osama had escaped.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, if you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And it's Friday evening, the third hour of the show, and you know what time that is.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
All week long, we ask you to send in your favorite stories from the police log or the police blotter. whatever they call the local police news column in your local daily or weekly newspaper, or it could be a standalone police story. You can email them to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can still fax them to us. I believe our fax number, Grace can correct me if I'm wrong, is 857-284-8864. Is that correct?
Wow, very good, Howie. That is the fax number for anyone out there who still uses a fax machine.
And so at this time, each Friday, we read the best entries of the week, in our opinion, the funniest entries, and the two best entries of the week get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
I'm going to switch it up this week. I'm going to give everyone who wins a copy of Kennedy Babylon 2. For no particular reason, except for I like
Michael Kennedy.
You know what? That's perfect. In honor of Michael Kennedy.
The other Michael Kennedy. Although I think I'm not sure Michael Kennedy. No, Michael Kennedy was in Volume 2. He was in Volume 2. Yes.
I like Volume 2 because it's a very pretty pink color.
Yes, it is.
All right. You ready for the runners-up?
Yes, I am.
The runners-up do not win a prize, but there were so many great ones this week. And I'm going to start with a strong one. Woman ends up in cuffs over rough sex.
Okay, where did this happen?
Tennessee. A Tennessee woman is facing a domestic assault charge after her boyfriend told police that she bit and scratched him during some intimate activities on New Year's Day. So, Howie, we get a ton of police blotters after Christmas because a lot of people have a little too much eggnog and then they get in fights. And then what I didn't realize, I only realized this year, was we get a second batch after New Year's. And almost better because New Year's there's really not a lot of family time. It's just partying. So these are a lot of New Year's stories.
All my exes live in Texas. That's an old country song. That is why I live in Tennessee.
I don't know.
And
this
then this guy moved to Tennessee and he had another problem, didn't he?
Exactly. The victim told officers that Kristen Paris began to bite and scratch him. While or slightly before they began some intimate activities, he added.
While or slightly before? How far before?
I don't know, but he added that the biting and scratching was beyond the scope of the couple's normal intimacy. Very interesting.
That's why you should always feed her before.
Oh, gosh. Florida woman arrested for throwing bucket of poop on landlord.
Okay. Yeah, we were talking, McKay and I, my guy down here, we were talking about this one. This is a Palm Beach story, actually.
So this is Austin, Florida. A Florida woman is facing a battery charge after police say she threw a bucket.
It was in the Palm Beach papers, I guess, yeah. Okay.
She threw a bucket of human feces in her landlord's face. I just would like to say, Howie, for some personal justice here, I brought a story to your attention a few weeks ago about someone throwing a bucket of pee on someone, and you told me that it was not. He poo-pooed it. He said, I could not read it on the air. And then I get this story about a bucket of poop, and it's good to go.
Poop.
This woman announced that once she makes bail, she's going to move to San Francisco because it wouldn't be against the law there.
It would just be another day in the neighborhood.
Exactly.
65. The woman's 65. She told police she had planned to make some repairs to her tenant. When she knocked on the door, no one answered. So as the landlord, she went in. The victim told police when she opened the door, the woman threw a bucket of poop on her. She told police she meant to throw a bucket of water on her landlord, but got the two buckets confused.
That's what they always say.
You got to label your poop bucket. Come on, amateurs.
This must have been like the scene from Carrie.
What kind of place is this when she's just got buckets of water and buckets of poop lying around?
She needs
what is
Simply
this?
Safe if that's her only security system.
Seriously. Man breaks into Taco Bell, does some cooking, takes a long nap. This is in Georgia.
Now, after he ate some of the Taco Bell food, how do we know he just didn't fall into a coma?
Well, here's the thing. They say a man broke into the Taco Bell early in the morning of Christmas Day and took the time to make himself some food.
Nothing says Christmas Day like breaking into a Taco Bell.
Then he caught a nap before leaving the restaurant. But the video shows the man, who was wearing headphones, managing to gain entry through the drive-thru window, which is tricky because those are more susceptible to break-ins. He apparently knew how to use a fryer and put packages of food inside. Later on, he curled up on the floor for a 3-hour snooze.
Wait, did he bring his own food? Is that...
I think he used theirs. Here's what my
a 3 hour snooze.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet that was not food induced, but
there
rather
was probably
cannabis
some
induced.
Booze. Yeah, I just want to say that if I was a detective, which you guys know I have those instincts in me, I would say we have a fast food worker who's involved in this. Like, I think this could be an inside job. Because I wouldn't know how to use a fryer.
Thinks? They're pretty easy.
Inspector Curly Fry thinks there's something amiss here.
Yeah. You're not baffled.
No.
By the motivation here.
I suspect no one. Girlfriend assaulted after complaining of man's gas.
is this Mrs. Swalwell?
No, this is out of Texas. This, you know, this might be the Taco Bell guy. He might have switched states here. A Texas man was accused of choking and headbutting his girlfriend because she complained about the smell of his flatulence. The police responded to a home on Sunday afternoon following a report that Christopher Ragsdale had assaulted his girlfriend. She told Christopher that his fart smelled horrible. And he got mad.
How did his smarts smell?
He's a smart fella or a fart smeller. And grabbed her by the hair and pulled her to the ground. I mean, I understand this. I'm sure that it was very stinky. Just by the look of this guy's face, he looks like he just farted in the photo.
Yeah, that's a smelly guy.
Yeah. A woman busted for drunk driving tells cops she's a professional drinker.
A professional drinker. Another member of the Kennedy family surfaces on the Howie Carr Show.
As Dean Martin used to say, sir, do you have a drinking problem? No, it's the only thing I do well.
A Nebraska woman was busted for driving while heavily intoxicated, but she told cops not to worry because she is a professional drinker. The driver maintained that she had very little to drink, despite being arrested for both a DUI and speeding in Omaha. And
translation, this is nothing. I've been way drunker than this.
Yeah. What she thought was being efficient only showed more impairment, the tweet said. The police department tweeted this out. An attached picture showed that she blew a .256 on the breathalyzer, 3 times the legal alcohol limit. Nonetheless, the motorist wouldn't back down, claiming she wasn't impaired because she's a professional drinker.
All right.
So much talent in Nebraska. Florida woman arrested for threatening to get McDonald's sauce by, quote, any means necessary, end quote.
is this the Szechuan sauce that they used to have?
I don't know, but it says this woman's name is McGuire Marie McLaughlin. It was in Vero Beach, Florida. So, Howie, why don't
Vero Beach, Florida? Why didn't she just go to the Hurricane Grill and Wings?
She might
of course,
be
there's
McDonald's
been violence
loyalist.
There too, as we all know from yesterday, right? That's where Mr. Youngblood was assaulted by the German.
It says here that she was threatening to rob the McDonald's because they did not serve dipping sauce alongside her food. I do understand her gripe. It was 4 a.m. on New Year's Day, and they told her that the
4 a.m. on New Year's Day was alcohol. Perchance involved in this incident?
I don't want to speculate. This is not CNN. We do not, you know, go with things based off assumption. The employee advised McLaughlin that dipping sauce cost 25 cents. McLaughlin further stated...
I never heard that, by the way. Did you? Have you been charged 25 cents at a McDonald's for dipping sauce?
No, but I'm not a big sauce girl. Like, I would rather have it plain anyway, so I don't run into this problem. But at Chick-fil-A, they give you sauce, but they do give you a certain amount because they know people are just going to hoard it. Mm-hmm. So they only give you, like, 2 packages per meal.
By the way, Limerick guy says that, you know, that rough sex, the guy was biting, that story you had about the biting?
Yes.
So this was just a variation on the old chew and screw.
Oh, very good, Limerick guy.
And incidentally, Grace, what's the name of AOC's French Bulldog puppy?
Well, actually, she had said that she does not have a name for it yet. She's waiting on it. So she's taking Twitter suggestions, I believe.
How about Stalin?
That works. I like
Trotsky.
That.
Mao.
Howie, we still have a few runners up here, and they're really good. UK woman Demi Burton jailed for drunken Mile High Club antics on flight.
Oh, I saw this one.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'm going to save that one because it's so good, and I'm going to read this one instead. FBI hunting bad wig bandit who robbed 3 North Carolina banks. Did you see this one, Howie?
No, I didn't.
So the FBI is hunting the bad wig bandit, a fiend who's robbed three different...
A fiend?
I know. I thought you'd like that word.
The only word I like better than fiend is archfiend.
These pictures, Howie, are amazing. And you know what? Honestly, very, very in tune. Very stylish. One is like a sleek bob, I would say reminiscent of Posh Spice. One is a long kind of tousled Miley Cyrus style with a hood. And one is a curly afro look. So there's three different looks, and he tried to rob three different banks. The unidentified suspect first stuck up the BB&T bank, wearing a short blonde wig with bangs.
Then what part of North Carolina is this?
It does not... Huntersville?
Okay. I think it's in the mountains.
But yeah, I'm sure they're going to catch this guy soon. I mean,
What's his name? What's his moniker?
The Bad Wig Bandit.
You know, do you think that's going to give him a lot of street cred in the big house? The Bad Wig Bandit?
I'm looking at the wigs and I'm going to say no. If any of the people in the big house see the wigs.
Who are you? I'm the Bad Wig Bandit.
It's just north of Charlotte, Huntersville.
And okay. Guys, this is a local story. Worcester man facing charges after accidentally shooting himself in groin on Christmas morning.
That's worse than getting coal in your stockings.
37-year-old Irving Miranda had checked himself into the emergency room to undergo treatment for a gunshot wound to his private parts. He had the illegal firearm in his waistband, allegedly, when it accidentally went off at a close range and grazed him. That's why I would never... Okay, so I understand having a gun if you're going to, you know, use it properly. But in movies and stuff, they always have guns in their pants. And I would be so nervous I'd shoot myself in the butt.
You keep the safety on, Grace.
But I just wouldn't even want to put it in my pants, is my point. I would just say put it in a holster. Because if that's a gun in your pants...
In a holster?
Is that a gun in your pants?
Because you might shoot your own butt. That's all I'm saying. Guys, Police Blotter Facts Friday, as always, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence, and it truly is excellence, since 1916. They have the best bread, the best rolls, anything you need if you're having a bolognese this weekend or if you're having some hot sausage and peppers, you got to check out Piantedosi. You can't miss them. They're in a lot of local markets. So we thank Piantedosi for always sponsoring Police Blotter Facts Friday. And when we get back... I kind of gave away one of the winners, Howie, but they both have to do with the airport, and they are both phenomenal.
I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hampton, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
More names for AOC's French Bulldog. Hugo. Chavez. Ooh. Paul Pot. Oh, lots of them.
Glad I didn't give one because this is what she needs. She needs the suggestions.
Paul Pot, I think. I like Paul Pot. Or Ho, as in Ho Chi Minh.
That's cute.
Okay, anyway, back to the Police Blotter Facts Friday entries.
Howie, I'm going to go right to my winners because they're really good. UK woman Demi Burton jailed for drunken Mile High Club antics on flight. This story went extremely viral this week. A British woman has been jailed for going...
Because it had a picture of her. She's 20 years old and she's in platform shoes.
And she's... good looking.
Yeah, she's not guilty.
Yeah, she's pretty. She went on a drunken rampage on a flight from Abu Dhabi to Manchester after asking men to join her in the Mile High Club. I guess she got on the plane. She was already sloshed. She continued to drink wine. When they told her she couldn't order alcohol anymore, she said, "You might as well just land the plane now, then."
Might.
And then she started yelling and scratching.
Give me another point of bitters.
I think. It says they tried to restrain Burton. The anesthesiologist who tried to restrain Burton was bitten on the elbow and headbutted. He said it was worse than anything he'd ever seen in the emergency room.
She invited him for a chew and screw, apparently, too.
Yeah, I think she invited a lot of the men on the flight.
That was a flu and screw.
All right, and lastly, this is
another name for the French bulldog of AOC's, Ayatollah.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's even better than Pol Pot, I think.
I like that. Okay, so this is another winner. Very drunk man arrested at Illinois airport after locking himself in bathroom to drink and smoke. The reason I chose this story is if you knew the amount of antics this guy caused at the airport before they decided he couldn't fly, you'd be amazed. An Illinois man was arrested at the airport after getting too drunk. The male passenger was first spotted acting strange at a cafe in the airport. A waitress told the police they found him in the... Oh, after he ordered a coffee and whiskey, they found him in the bathroom, and he said he had several knives on him. So they asked him to give them the knives. They threw away one of his knives, and then they brought him to his gate. The waitress reported the incident.
How did he get the knives? So he got through security?
Yeah.
With the knives?
Well, it says the man was advised to leave the cafe and wait at his gate. Around 7 p.m., another woman approached police to report a very drunk man vaping in the lounge and making her uncomfortable. The officers responded to find the same man and brought him outside to get some fresh air. After leaving him, the officer was soon called back by TSA, who reported the man was too drunk to board the flight. They gave him so many chances to get on this flight. And I don't think they'd give me that many.
But he got on the flight, and then he was in the bathroom and was drinking and smoking in the bathroom on the plane?
No, he never got on the flight.
Oh.
Sad.
Well, I'm happy. John.